the super heavy element factory, starting from the cyclotron DC-280, Igor Kalagin.
Thank you. Good day. DC-280 cyclotron situated in the stay-alone new building of our laboratory, the building intended for the factory of super heavy elements. The goals of the factory creation are carry out experiments at extremely low cross sections, such as synthesis of new super heavy elements in reactions with titanium and chromium 54, a synthesis of new isotopes of super heavy elements, and study of decay properties of the elements. Experiments requiring high statistics, such as nuclear spectroscopy of the super heavy elements and study of chemical properties of the elements. Super heavy factory consists of the new building, new cyclotron, and new experimental setups. Here you can see the new building in the end of the last year, and the new cyclotron. Expected parameters of the cyclotron shown in the table. For calcium 48, we expect up to 10 particle microamps of beam current. Commission of Rostechnadzor inspected the building and gave us the approval statement of compliance of the factory building to design documentation and other requirements. We carried out and finished launching and turning works in autonomous regimes with cyclotron systems and sent all protocols and acts to Federal Medical and Biological Agency of Russia, or FMBA. Also, we wrote a program of complex launching and turning works with iron beams on the new cyclotron. The program was agreed with the FMBA. And in December, we received a letter from FMBA to general director about possibility to start complex LT works with iron beams on the cyclotron according with the agreed program. The main parameters of the cyclotron are the following. Injection energy up to 80 kV per single charge. Mass to charge range from 4 to 7.5. Ion energies from 4 to 8 MeV per nucleon. K factor 280. Magnet power 300 kilowatts. And RF power consumption for main DIS up to 30 kilowatts and corresponding voltage up to 130 kilovolts. Also, we use flat top DIS and deflector with voltage up to 90 kilovolts. Here you can see configuration of the cyclotron. The main magnet with coils, and the cyclotron has two main DIS with resonators, two flat top DIS, and extraction by deflector, electrostatic deflector. Above the magnet, we have special platform for injection. This high voltage platform on it, with voltage up to 70 kilovolts. Permanent magnet SR ion source situated on the platform and have voltage up to 20 kilovolts. Also, we have focusing solenoid and separating magnet on the platform, and after the platform we have accelerating tube, and then a spherical electrostatic deflector to bender to bend the beam into the cyclotron center, where we have a spiral inflector. Here is a blocking diagram of the cyclotron. For the first experiments at a super heavy element factory, we need this region of energies. And we started to work with ions with mass to charge ratio from 5 to 6. We tested permanent magnet SR source at a high voltage platform and received spectrums of argon and krypton ions. Argon intensity for charge 8 plus was 290 microamps, and intensity for krypton 14 was up to 65 microamps. The krypton was, according to the program of complex LT works, the krypton was chosen as the first beam. We based on calculated results, we use acceleration frequency 9 megahertz. It corresponds to the third harmonic. Also, we use magnetic field 1.17 Tesla. Injection energy voltage 62.14 kilovolts, bender voltage plus minus 9.3, and inflector voltage 12.43 kilovolts. In the result, we will have ion energy about 5.8 MeV per nucleon, extracted from radius 1.76 meter. Also, we use special program which wrote with using experimental and calculated data to form isochronous field by using trimming coils. And the program shows us that possible phase deviation of ions at acceleration is about plus minus 1 degree. The krypton was chosen as the first particle because of lower activation of cyclotron components at 6 MeV per nucleon and good outgassing of materials and relatively low maximal ion current from the source. And in the end of the last year, we started operate with injection line and received transported beam to the cyclotron center and have these shapes at luminophores along the beam line. It's an ion source, bending magnet, it's a high voltage part and then low voltage part with diagnostic boxes. And here is a continuation of the horizontal part, bender, and vertical part. And we transported ion beams with intensities shown in the table from 18 to 40.41 microamp. We change it if the current by using collimator situated on the high voltage platform. ISR source voltage was 15 kilovolts and platform voltage was 47.5 kilovolts. We compared our shapes with calculated envelopes of the beam, and we see that for lower current we have bigger sizes in cross these two cross sections, this cross sections and with the last cross section, and similar in the middle. It could be connected with voltage on SR source. Calculation was made for 20 kilovolts. We use 15 kilovolts, but the shapes close to calculated. Also, we prepared a REV system for operation. We plan to use only main Ds and extracted flat top Ds out of the cyclotron chamber. We avoided to restriction of aperture, and we tested the D voltage by using method of X-ray registration from the accelerating gaps with using semiconducting detector. And we received a dependence of maximal electron X-ray energy from voltage on pickup electrodes situated below the Ds. We measured these parameters for both Ds. And in the result, we started to work with voltage from 118 to 112 kilovolts on both Ds. On 26th of December, we accelerated the first beam of Krypton. It was at 10:31 a.m. The intensity was 1 nanoamp, and the probe was on the radius 281 millimeters. At the experiments, we used an inflector which was made in Dubna. The original inflector was made in Bulgaria, but it was destroyed during supplying to Dubna. It was an accident in Poland. The next step was increasing of the beam intensity and transportation of the beam to the radius 1.7 meters. We observed up to four microamps of current at injection, current of 31 microamps. But beam was not extracted due to problems with deflector. We have had shortcuts, unexpected shortcuts. And after New Year weekends, we started to tuning deflector. And in the result, we found all the problem and increased voltage on the deflector up to 90 kilovolts without water. And with water, we started to work at 75.5 kilovolts with a current leak about 1.13 milliamps. Magnet timing coils were tuned to receive better transmission through the cyclotron. And we measured resonance characteristics of krypton acceleration. And from the characteristics, we see that the maximums of Carbis, it's Garen-Smith method, well known. For number of radials, we measured intensity dependence on current in the main magnet. And the result was all maximums lies over field deviation about 25 Gauss. It corresponds to about 2 degrees in beam deviation at acceleration. It's good. Transmission of the krypton ions was measured. Unfortunately, we spent no much time for it, but for the variant without buncher, capture efficiency was about 13%. We have about 40% of losses at acceleration. And with the main losses was on the radius more than 1.5. It's the question we will check proposition carefully. Without buncher, we received better transmission losses, only 20%, and capture efficiency with only the first harmonic of polyharmonic buncher. The buncher has 3 harmonics. It was observed 51%. Also, we tested the acceleration with 2 harmonics, and we received 10.3 microamps in on the radius 1.4 meters, and the capture efficiency was 57%. Also, we measured dependence of ion current on the voltage for 2 radiuses, for internal radius 263 millimeters. We didn't observe saturation of the current, but we observed the saturation for radius 1.7 meters. Saturation was with voltage more than 105 kilovolts. It means that we accelerate the beam in the very good position. And the first extractor beam was observed on the last week on 17th of June. And we observed 1 nanoamps at 6:32 p.m. We measured the beam shape in the box at extraction of the cyclotron and compared the shape with calculated results. And the shape corresponds to the calculations. The beam was 100 nanoamps at first. Vacuum conditions shown in the picture. We have about 3 × 10⁻⁷ torr in the cyclotron chamber and the similar vacuum in extraction channel. But we expected to have better vacuum. Now we know that we have hidden leak in the first resonator. We couldn't find the leak during 2 months, and it's necessary to continue the work. But the vacuum level is good for alteration of calcium and titanium ions. Maybe we will have some problem with deflector. We will see. We measured transmission without buncher and with buncher, and the resulting transmission was without buncher was 6%, with buncher up to 27.3%. We use only the first harmonic of buncher as a measurement, and sorry, capturing the acceleration was 17.6 for without buncher and 51.4 with buncher, and extraction efficiency was up to 70%. It depends on adjusting of the system. We spent not so much time for it. Radiation conditions shown in the picture. We have two. We have a neutron detector in this place. It's not far from enter into the cyclotron hole. And at 1 microamp of the current, we had 3.63 microsievert per hour of dose. And also we have two gamma detectors, and maximal dose about 2 microsievert per hour inside the cyclotron hole. Future plans. We plan to continue complex LT works with acceleration of carbon, argon, and calcium, and also, of course, krypton ions. And we will carry out of radiation measurements with participation of FMBA representatives. Also, we plan to install flat top resonators. Install of a regular inflector instead of commissioning variant. Improving vacuum in the cyclotron chamber by searching hidden leak in the first resonator. Also, we plan acceleration of calcium and titanium ions, increasing ion beam intensity to design it. Transportation of ion beams to the gas field separator too. Experimental setup and measuring of beam transmission, beam parameters such as energy, intensity, distribution in cross sections, and we will prepare to the first experiments. In conclusion, could be said that we launched the cyclotron. The first beam was in the end of the last year, accelerated beam, and the extracted beam was in the beginning of this year. Complex LT works will be continued to March of this year, and we will prepare to the first experiment with calcium and titanium in March. Here our team, it's not a small part of the team, scientists, engineers, and designers. And thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, and congratulations again for the first beam. It's very important to have the first beam also extracted from the cyclotron. Now the questions. Leblanc.
Thank you. First, congratulations as well. This is wonderful. Excellent. Now, the question I wanted to ask is just one. because I never got some of the information, is with regards to the flat topping systems that you spoke about, right? The flat topping. Do you use the flat for the first, second harmonics? Is it not the flat topping system for the intensification of the pitch?
First, the second harmonics is Bancher.
Bancher, okay.
Only for Bancher.
Okay.
But deflector is constant, has constant voltage.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. The second point is about the, you mentioned in your report that the you are still waiting for the final sanitation and radiological approvals from the agency, the federal agency for,
is that completed? Former report.
Yes, is it now done? Is it complete?
We received permission to start complex launching and turning works.
No.
It was enough for our direction and for our safety department, radiation safety department, and we prepared a schedule, signed it by all of them, and started. And of course, it means a permission. Of course, the next step is measuring of the doses with high intensities of light ions and receiving license is the final stage.
But the that's the hardest stage, and maybe the directorate can answer, because that is the official part. Will that be the toughest one? Because the physics is easy, right? But it's the, you know, formal approval, the due diligence clearance by the ministry or whatever department that is. Will that be a challenge in terms of pushing it?
So it may be along the same line, just to be sure, what is possible with the current permission and what is not possible from the experimental point of view. I guess the use of radioactive targets is not possible today. But what's possible? How far these first experiments can go with the current permission? There's a limitation on the current or not? What's possible?
This is a question to our director. Please help me.
This for you.
I don't understand why you ask, because we expect to receive the official
permission during 1-2 months, not later. We are ready to start the test experiment with participation of the official man who give us this permission. And all paper, official paper, really are ready. We need to test the radiation condition during the high beam current, and then we start to officially improve the condition that we expect. How, Andrei, 1 or 2 months?
I hope 2 months.
2 months, she said. He responsible for this, but yes, but not later, because we start the preparation of the official paper and send this paper to Rostechnadzor about 3 or 4 months ago. They know our situation. We cannot start the operation of the cyclotron before we obtained the official approval of Rostechnadzor for building. Mm-hmm. Now we have this permission. Next stage, after we increase current up to, I think, 4 or 5 microamp, particle microamp, we can start this work.
And there's another permit for radioactive targets, or this is included in the current permit?
It's not a question, because our institute to receive the license for working off the actinide target only 1 month ago. Yes, Boris?
Yes.
About 1 month ago. But in this license not include the new, our new building. It's only U400, U400M, not new cyclotron, because he's not operate. Yes, and now the department of our chief engineer to prepare the amendment to this license, and you can ask him what time we need to in order to receive this approval. But it's a question for you.
It seems to me it is not a question, because now we have permission for start-up work. In order to make first experiment, we will able to do it. But the question is to get license for experiments with radioactive target in the future. We will do it because we need to add some documents in order to get possibility for future to make this experiment. We will do it during this month, maybe in 2 months, we will get the license which will include this new building and new facilities.
Our questions, you understand, are going towards the first experiment, which we'll discuss just after our first experiments, yeah, to be sure that the what will be presented, yeah.
But sorry, but first test experiment, not include the actinides target. That include the rare elements, yeah, like neodym and so on, argon beam, for test of the gas fuel recoil separator. We not need the license for this test experiment.
Okay, other questions? Yes?
Yes, I would like to join the choir of the congratulations, obviously, for this important and fantastic achievement for the rectorate, all the team that has been working for many years and very efficiently to reach this fantastic result. You showed some result on the measurement of transmission.
Yeah.
Okay, and in one slide you show that you went from 31 microamp to 4 nanoamp, okay, yeah. At one point, but then I did not understand where these were measured. But in the last, one of the last transparents, there it is, this is not one after, the one after. You should, that with buncher and without buncher, in the case of with buncher, you reach something like 20 around 24%. No, next.
Next.
Where you show the total result, okay?
Total results.
See. Just to see the summary of all this part. And this number, 27%, is what you expected to obtain, or this is a number that improve?
It's too low. I think it's too low.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, we expected more. But now we don't use flat top resonators to extract. If you can see, the main problem is extraction here. Yes. Also, we need to use the second harmonic and to turn inflector. Now, inflector is in only one position, unfortunately. It's commissioning.
What is the value you think you may reach? Because that should improve a factor four, probably.
I hope to have more than 50.
More than 50, at least more than 50. Okay.
Yes. We'll see. And the next problem is vacuum. For light ions, lighter than krypton, we will have smaller losses due to vacuum. Krypton is a very tricky.
Okay. If there are no other questions, we'll move forward. Thank you again. And now we'll have the presentation from Andrei Popieko on the separators for the super heavy element factory.
Yeah, good afternoon, dear colleagues. I will be speaking about the separators which will be installed at the beams of the DC 280 accelerator. As Igor mentioned, for the new facility, three separators have been proposed. This is a velocity selector for spectroscopy investigations, gas field separator for synthesis of new isotopes and study of their properties, and gas field separator mainly for chemical experiments. The air-free or vacuum separator, I will be not speaking about it. It's mainly for spectroscopic studies. This separator, called now SHELLS, is running at the beams of the U400 accelerator together with a detector system Gabriel. It's our joint project mainly with scientists from France. And I think it will stay at these beams during next 3 years. There were several reports on the experiments on this separator, so I will be not speak about this. Gas field separator, there also were several reports about the history and the design of this separator. Remember you that the existing separator has started his operation in 1989. I think in fall of this year, in September, we can celebrate 30 years of this separator. And the first prize of GANR was in 1990. So it's understandable that we needed a new separator. This separator has been designed in our laboratory together with the engineers of Sigma Phi company in France. It has a more sophisticated scheme, ion optical scheme, additional quadrupole is in front of the magnet. Then the magnet has a focusing rear pole H, two lenses as in the previous version, and a special magnet which removes detectors from the direct view on the target, which minimizes the background from fast neutrons. So the separator was assembled in summer in 12th June of last year. The magnetic system was installed in the cave at the beam line. And at this time, only the test of the vacuum chamber has been performed. One must say that the installation of this separator in the existing caves was a very difficult task because the height of the separator is approximately 3 meters and the height of the cabin is less than 4 meters. So we find out a very specialized firm which has a big experience in working in such a conditions. You see here upper part of the magnet, it's more than 10 tons, is hanging on the special frame, and the lower part is moving on the special car to be installed in this position. The installation has been done using advanced technique of laser tracker, and the accuracy of installation is significantly better than 1 millimeter, approximately 0.1. It was tested, installed, then in 2 months it has been tested again. All the things are stable. So here are the parameters of the separators. It was explained several times. The parameters of the first quadrupoles 2 and 3, and main difference from the existing separator is the big gap in the magnet. In the one and in the magnet 2 is 2 times higher than in the existing separator, then special focusing. So it's according to calculation, we must have, especially for thick targets, we must have the yield of reaction products 2-3 times higher than at existing separator. So now the separator is equipped with cooling water, pressed air for vacuum valves, power high power cables, and the power supply units are installed in special room, and the system has been tested. Everything is running well. Now we are working in assembling the beam line. Here is the output of the beam from the accelerator from the wall, and here are the platforms to install the focusing and diagnostic elements, and here the vacuum vessels to organize differential pumping. Now, the rotating window, we will have two modes, two possibilities to work with differential pumping and with rotating entrance window. Small target block for materials with a diameter of 180, 150 millimeters for the cases when the target material are not available in big amount. And signal cables are now also ready from detector part up to the data acquisition system. Next month, the beamline lenses will be delivered, target block for with a higher diameter, and detector chamber will come at the beginning of February. So detector is a detector from Micron Semiconductors company from England. It's a detector which is also in use at the existing separator. It has 48 by 126 strips, more than 600 pixels. The digital new digital data taking system is installed in a special room and connected to the detector position. It's now under testing. Pre-separator. It's mainly thought to be used for chemical experiment and also for spectroscopic, laser spectroscopy, mass spectrometric measurements. The initial idea, which has been demonstrated many times in different reports, was to use it together with a gas sketcher, a very interesting system, and in this case, the only what is needed to remove the primary beam or to reduce it by, I would say, 10 orders of magnitude. So the beam, small magnet, which removes the beam, and then all what you want will come to the this gaseous volume of the catcher. The idea is beautiful, and we started to analyze possibility to realize it in reality. Different schemes have been checked, and the difficulty is the following. From the target up to the entrance to magnet, you must have approximately half a meter. Then pass in the magnet is approximately 1 meter, then a half meter here. And if you want to accept to have acceptance angle plus minus 5 degrees, then here the image size will be approximately half a meter. It's not acceptable. And it's not possible to organize such a magnet. If you have a magnet with realistic gap, so we'll lose the transmission. No gain in transmission. We have analyzed different systems which focus the beam at the entrance using focusing agents. This is, it's, for example, superferric magnet concept, and the design, engineering design, has been performed by engineers of Sigma Phi firm. Then iron-free concept with simple coils and with combined coils, so it doesn't work, unfortunately. More interesting design is similar to the ACFA separator, which was proposed at Argonne National Laboratory. It consists from one quadrupole focusing element and with a gradient magnet. Here also several possibilities have been analyzed. Warm magnet, resistive and superconducting magnet. So there is no special reason to construct such a separator, because this length from the magnet, from the target to the focal plane, is also approximately 5 meters. It's not short. It's not a small system, not compact system, and you don't have a flexibility here. If you move the detector, it will not work, because all the system is designed for the fixed position of the focal plane. So the decision has been met to repeat the same separator as has been manufactured and installed for the synthesis of super heavy elements at gas field separator number 2. This new separator has the same, practically the same ion optical scheme, quadrupole dipole magnet, 2 focusing quadrupoles, and the last second dipole magnet. But here are some differences. First of all, the bending direction is to the left and not to the right, and the second magnet has a possibility to bend the beam to 2 direction. It has increased bending angle up to 15 degrees and can bend the reaction products to the left or to the right. So it seems you can install here 2 detectors and not remove them every time, or to organize the stop by hardware. This is now organized by the gas field separator 1. If there is interesting event, then the beam will be stopped, and you can wait with background free conditions what will happen. Here it's impossible. Here it's in principle possible to switch the beam to the second detector. But the main idea is to have here possibility to install, for example, 2 detectors, one for spectroscopy and another one for chemical investigation. And next difference, it's painted in magenta color and not red to distinguish between 2 separators. The separator is now manufactured. It's a photo from middle of December last year. And I think in March it will be transported to Dubna and will be installed at the beam line, at this beam line. It's number 2 or number 4, I don't know. This is an existing separator, and this will be the new separator. And you see it bends to the right and this to the left, and the magnet will have 2 outputs. I think the installation will happen in May 2019, because we must bring together 3 firms, specialists from Sigma Phi, transporting agency, and firm, and the firm which will perform this installation. And I think we will need a year to equip this separator with all possible infrastructure. So focal plane detectors, this has been reported several times. This picture has been shown. More advanced detector having 16,000 pixels is also in testing at the Shell's setup. One can use parts or the whole Gabriella detector, but now this Gabriella detector is equipped with Clover germanium detectors, and this is the old version. This is now the existing version with 3 Clover detectors, and when we will have 5 detectors, the efficiency for gamma quanta will be approximately 35%, which is very important to register cascades of decays. So, in principle, one can use also neutron multiplicity detector started from the fission events, so one can study distribution of fission fragments and also the multiplicity of prompt neutrons. So the conclusions that the realization of shift factory project will provide the possibility to increase the efficiency of experiments at least by one order of magnitude. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Christian.
Just a quick question. You mentioned some kind of fragment mass analyzer from Argonne. Is it a new analyzer?
I don't find a new publication from this. It was manufactured. It was presented 2015. I know that it's manufactured and installed. But what happens further, I don't know. Unfortunately,
no, there are no
new publications.
It was commissioned. We have seen some presentations 1 week ago or so in Warsaw on that from Argonne. So it's working very well. But no, indeed, no publications with the results of the experiments yet. Yeah. Other questions? Maybe I have a question on the electronics. So with this new digital electronics, you can equip all channels, or this is part of the channels which is currently equipped?
Oh, maybe Vladimir will explain it. He will explain it in next report.
So the target system, you said that it's installed and it was fully tested, of course, without BIM, but or this is under test?
It's under test. Mm-hmm. It's manufactured. And on the test bench, it's tested. That it must be installed at the separator.
It was already a long day. Yeah, no other questions. Okay, thank you very much again. And now we'll have the presentation on the first experiments, putting all these components together and many more.
Андрей, чего ждать? Что?
Вот это листать, направо, налево. Это показывает на паршиву.
Good afternoon, everybody. I will talk about priority experiments or first day experiments, which can be performed at the shift factory. Oops, I pushed something wrong. This figure shows, as in the introduction, the vital importance of creation of a new shift factory. For the investigation of known nuclei or for producing nuclei with a lower number of neutrons or larger number of neutrons for synthesis of new elements, we need to increase the sensitivity. I can say that this figure shows the total cross-section versus mass number of compound nucleus. In transition from neutron-rich isotope plutonium 242 to plutonium 39, we observe degrees of cross-section by factor of 50 or more. Then, for producing of one neutron heavy isotopes in reactions with berkelium 49 and curium 48, these experiments were performed. Experimental data are shown by symbols, and calculations were performed by Valery Zagrebaev. According to these predictions, the expected cross-sections for the 2N evaporation channel is at the level 0.3.4 picobarns, below the cross-sections for producing element 117. So increase in sensitivity is vitally important. The same is for synthesis of new elements. The largest cross-section was observed for elements 114, 115, but even for element 118, the cross-section became lower, up to the half of picobarn. If we continue this curve, one can expect that the cross sections for synthesis of new elements 119, 120 will be maybe below than 100 femtobarons. So the super heavy element factor is needed, and there will be new facility, and for reaching this goal, I repeat some figures, we will have new cyclotron, which will allow, as we expected, the increase in sensitivity by factor of about 10, and new separator. Calculations were performed by Andrei Popeka, for existing separator, these data are shown by blue symbols. There is target thickness in milligram per centimeter square. There is yield, which means the product of target thickness and transmission of the separator. For existing separator and for new separator, calculations predict the increase of sensitivity by a factor of 3. Of course, we need to start with testing the separator. Yeah, we plan to use simple reactions leading to radium isotopes, thorium isotopes, and nobelium isotopes. Decay properties of nuclei are well known for a reaction with argon and ytterbium, then for reaction with lead isotopes and calcium-48. Also, we use these reactions with ytterbium and calcium and erbium with titanium in experiments. We use it for calibration of our detector systems. The cross sections are huge, at the level of one millibar. Only for this reaction, the cross section is at the level of microbar. We first of all, we need to find the optimal parameters of the separator. We plan to start with calculations which will be provided by Andrei Popeka, and we need to determine the transmission of the separator. Then we need to understand the size, needed size of detectors. This figure shows distribution of nobelium isotopes for existing separators. There is vertical and in horizontal direction. We need to obtain the same picture, similar picture for the new separator. Then dispersion is the important value, which allows to obtain more precisely the optimal to obtain optimal parameters of the separator. This figure shows distribution of thorium isotopes for thorium-217, a different current in the dipole magnet for existing separator. We see a shift with increase of the current to left or right side. Then we need to understand the background. We need to measure the suppression factors for the primary beam, for scattered ions, transfer reaction products, and then also some experiments could be performed for obtaining optimal gas pressure. This is rather flat dependence of the yield versus gas pressure, but nevertheless it should be tested. Important value, dependence of the yield versus target thickness. This figure shows data for existing separator. With increase of the thickness, the yield becomes larger, but then we observe saturation due to multiple scattering and due to loss of evaporation residues inside of the gap of the magnet. This experiment can be performed simultaneously in one run if you mount on the target wheel six more different target sectors with different thickness. So the obtained results will not depend on the beam dose. Target stability, very important question. Target stability, the highest beam, increased beam intensity and beam dose. These experiments can be performed simultaneously in one run, or when we will use different targets with different sectors on the same wheel. another systematic of charge states. This figure shows approximately linear dependence of the charge states versus velocity of heavy nuclei. But nevertheless, we observed some deviations from this linear systematic, which is shown on this figure, which are caused by influence of Schell effects in the electronic structure of ions. This is also important for setting the parameters of the separator for synthesis of new nuclei, new elements. Then testing of digital and analog data acquisition system. It was explained the same detectors we will use as we have now at existing separator. Then another reaction is planned to be used. We plan to use americium-43 with calcium-48. This reaction has a rather large cross-section. The excitation functions were measured. And first of all, of course, we will need to perform the same series of tests as we with rare earth elements to obtain to find optimal parameters of the separator, to measure transmission, image size on the detector, background, target stability versus beam intensity, systematic of charge state, and for testing the digital and analog electronics. But simultaneously, in these experiments can be obtained rather interesting physical information. The sensitivity could be at this cross-section, at the largest cross-section, yeah, and the maximum of the excitation function, with this target thickness, half a milligram, collection efficiency 0.6, beam intensity not the largest, 5 particle microamps, one can produce 17 decay chains per day. Important information, excitation function for the 2N evaporation channel at low excitation energies. Several series predict the largest yield of nuclei at the lower excitation energies. We performed experiments, but statistics could be increased, should be larger. Yeah? And performing studying of this reaction at lower excitation energy is rather important, for at least for future experiments. Yeah? Then observation of alpha decay of ringanium to 1TA, 281. This is isotope, moscovium-89, was produced as 2N evaporation channel in reaction with americium-43. Now, in the world, 40 decay chains of the short decay chains were observed in our laboratory, in GSI, and in Berkeley. The same isotope was produced as a daughter nucleus in experiments aimed at the synthesis of element 117 after tenosine 293. In 16 chains observed in experiments on element 117, we observed in two cases alpha decay of ringanium 281. Alpha decay is rather characteristic value, which can be which can determine the origin of all decay chains. But in 14 decay chains observed in this reaction, no alpha decay were evidently observed. Yeah. So, but observation it's important for additional identification of this decay chain. Then excitation function for the 3N evaporation channel. Theory predict change of the shape in transition from presumably spherical heaviest nuclei to deformed nuclei, which are located more close to neutron number 162. And in this transition transitional region, the appearance of isomers are expected. As an example, we probably observed, and not only in our laboratory, also at TASCA in Darmstadt, observed larger decay times than for most bulk of events, which assigned to meitnerium 276. producing the same isotopes, meitnerium-288, moscovium-288, producing this isotope with larger intensity could lead to clarification of this question. Another interesting point for the three evaporation channel, level of cross-section for the PXN channel and simultaneously level of electron capture branch for at least moscovium isotope. Now, again, in three different laboratories, in our laboratory in Darmstadt and in Berkeley, more than 100 decay chains of element 118 were produced. But no decay chains which could originate from the product of PXN channels were observed in these experiments. And the same electron capture branch also could lead to fluorovium isotopes, which decay chains differ from those observed for element 117. Increase of statistics could also clarify the level of PXN channel and electron capture branch, which is also sometimes important for identification, the knowledge of this value for identification of new nuclei. 5N evaporation channel. Moscovium 286. It's unknown nucleus, but descendant nuclei were observed in a reaction with neptunium 37. Now, about 300 decay chains of superheavy nuclei were observed in different laboratories, in our laboratory, in Germany, in the US, and in Japan. But only in two cases the 5N evaporation channel was produced. In one case, in reaction with plutonium-44 in our experiments, and in one chain in Berkeley. Only in two cases 5N channel was produced, but this value is also important for correct calculations of the cross sections, because 5N channel is more sensitive for survival probability of nuclei. Then, chemistry experiments could be performed. I briefly show you some results from experiments aimed at the measurement of the chemical properties of fluorovium. These experiments were performed in our laboratory as well as at GSI. Statistics is rather low for obtaining final answer on the question, is fluorovium a metal or a noble gas? With use of gas field separator as a press separator and mounting the chemistry apparatus, one can repeat these experiments and to collect more decay chains sensitivity of fluorovium element. The sensitivity at 8 picobarn of the cross-section is shown here, half a milligram of the target thickness, collection efficiency 0.6, 5 particle microamps, 16 decay chains per produced per day, but one should take into account the efficiency of chemical separator, but it should be rather large, 10%. Another very interesting question. The synthesis of the heaviest isotopes of organisation. First series of experiments were performed already in our laboratory. We used mixed californium target with isotopes from 1949 to 51. First series was carried out, and the goal was observation of the heaviest nuclei existing previously observed up to now. The largest nuclide has 294 nucleons. There is organisation 94 and tennessine 94. In this series, only the same isotope was produced, but now the target, the same target with the same mix of isotopes is under preparation at Oak Ridge in our colleagues and co-authors of our experiments. and sensitivity of experiments, half a picobar is reasonable value for the cross section. Rather thin target, 0.3 milligram per centimeter square, 0.6 transmission and 5 particle microamp, one can produce 4 events per week for these experiments. And the same target can be used for synthesis of element 120 in a reaction with titanium 50. Then, also rather interesting experiments. The cross sections for producing element 119, 120 are unknown. Predictions rather uncertain. And it's important for understanding the level of cross sections for producing new elements to produce one and the same isotope in two different reactions with calcium 48 or titanium 50. At least it's important to produce at least something with in reactions with titanium 50 and actinide target. Now we have only two upper limits for the cross sections with californium and berkelium with masses 249. This reaction for curium 46, we measured excitation functions for neighboring isotopes. The cross section is at the level 4-5 picobars. But for this reaction, we have only calculations by Zagrebaev and Greiner. The predicted value is 0.2-0.3 picobar. This means that in transition from calcium 48 to titanium 50, we expect the degrees of the cross section by one order of magnitude or larger due to reduce of probability of formation of cross section. So investigation of this reaction could shed light on the level of cross section for new elements. Decay properties unknown. And the sensitivity, 0.2 picobar for this value, 0.3 milligram per centimeter square target thickness. The same collection efficiency, only 3 particle microamps, particle microamps, one event per week can be produced. So it's more simple experiments than synthesis, more easy experiments than synthesis of new elements. And our dream, synthesis of new elements, element 120, could be produced in two different reactions. Yeah, I'm finishing. In experiments with mixed californium isotopes, as well as in curium plus chromium, but less promising this reaction, this isotope can be produced. In these experiments, decay properties of descendant nuclei are known. Identification is simple. Sensitivity at 50 femtobar of the cross section, 0.3 milligram thickness, target thickness. 3 particle microamps, the beam intensity, one event per month. In the same sensitivity can be expected for berkelium 49 with titanium 50, which led to element 119. Again, in this reaction, these isotopes can be synthesized. Since the decay properties of descendant nuclei are known, identification can be done by use of method of genetic correlations, and sensitivity is the same, one event at the same cross section. And my last figure, so Xu factor opens new opportunity for investigation of region of super heavy nuclei. Thank you very much for attention.
Yes, Adam. Yes.
Thank you very much for this presentation. I learned quite a lot from this, much more than from the report, which was very short. And now I understand that many of these experiments, there will be just a commissioning experiments, those which lead to the Z around 90 until 100. But still I'm not sure, what do you call day one experiment and what is day two and day three? Is this, for example, the one experiment, is this one which go to flerovium, which you will get some new results, although this is already known? Or this is this heavier organessence, or even heavier?
You know, it's difficult for me to say there is just wording. Yeah, well, day one, day two.
Yeah, but exactly, because this one, day one, will last probably 1 year or many years.
If you
in this sense,
in terms of duration, yeah, we of course we need to understand the opportunities of the separator, and for this case we will use these reactions. Yeah, it seems to me that the duration of these experiments can be roughly 1 month, but we need to determine the opportunities of this separator. Then, additionally, it could be interesting to measure, to study this reaction, of course, for these purposes, for estimating the same parameters. And we plan to perform this experiment as a second step. Duration, also 50 days, maybe two months. We have rather large yield, 17 decay chains per day. But there is studied reaction. Yeah? We have data for decay properties of nuclei which we observed, for cross sections measured, but several questions can be obtained even in these experiments. Then I said chemistry experiment. Yeah, it's also difficult to say for me day one to day two. Chemistry experiment. Duration is also not so large, maybe months. But further experiments, like since of the heaviest nuclei, why it's important, we still don't know the level of cross-section for new elements. And this, the heaviest isotopes could be the heaviest one during many years. So it's important, and also for physics, their decay properties can be can depend on the still unknown magic number for proton numbers. Some predictions say that magic number for proton for the super heavy nuclei for 114. Another predict 120 or even 126. So it's physically it's important, and this there should be new results. Duration. Several weeks. It's possible. Could be enough for performing this experiment. Of course, since of new elements, it's day three, maybe day four experiments, but I mentioned them because it's rather important. But also after commissioning and performing some test experiments.
Sablon, please.
I think my question, I had a similar question as Adam, actually. However, just a bit of clarification as a follow-up to the question Adam asked is the synthesis of the heaviest between now and the synthesis of the organization will be preceded by detector shakedown, integration of everything, the dark, and so on and so forth. And you say that duration of all those tests, including dark, stress testing the dark, detector shakedown will be a month. Is that correct? That the period between the first test experiment and now will take a month? Or day zero, whatever you call it, yeah.
I said that test experiments with reverse elements,
yes.
1 month.
Okay.
Then, performing of more interesting. First stage is just understanding the opportunities of the separator.
Right.
Then we already can obtain some, together with obtaining information on the separator, we can obtain some new physical results. And okay, 1 day for commissioning or testing of the separator, and then 1 month with a half for performing experiments with americium, similar duration of experiment. There is chemistry experiments, and then there could be obtaining new physics. It can be considered as not day one, but warning. Experiments aimed at the producing rather important physical results.
Thank you. So there will be quite a process before day one then. So day one is not tomorrow. Day one is a long time to come.
We plan to start not tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a bit
question. But in March.
Okay. Yes, Manuele?
Yeah, one simple comment. I think the matter is quite complicated when you have so many new things in your setup. So my impression is that you're going to use the reaction you know better. And this probably can be calcium monomerization. This will be my guess that what you will do. But one thing I'm worried is about background. You did not mention that one of the techniques used in the past was the beam off, beam on technique. Are you going to use here the same one or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
because that is a fundamental part of the whole thing. Yeah. So
of course we will continue to use it, but. During beam off interval, we don't have scattered ions, transfer reaction products. Nevertheless, we need to understand the background on the detectors during irradiation. Yeah? I said about irradiation because it's important for detector stability or survivability and so on and so on. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, please.
Concerning Adam's question, I'd like to remind you that in order to measure synthesis of 113 element, in order to detect one decay chain at Riken in Japan, they spent 300 days for one decay chain. During 2 years, constant irradiation, 600 days, they detected 2 decay chains. The cross section was around 20 femtobarn. Vladimir showed that we wait for some 119 or 120 cross section around 20, maybe 50 femtobarn. It means that in principle, if you use around 1 micro arm of beam, or less, like at Riken was at that time, around 0.6 microarm, it means that we need in 50 times increase intensity, not intensity, sensitivity of your experiment. We wait in 3 times separator, in 10 times intensity, maybe at the first step only 5 times. It means that in principle, in order to measure for example, 119, the very careful estimation in the experiment must be during 150 days in order to detect few decay chain. It's very careful estimation. It means that first day experiments, it's the first day experiment. Very important compare, for example, for Livermore, real estimation of decreasing of cross-section, evaporation residual cross-section. After that, we can say, okay, we can synthesize 119 and 120. I tell you, for example, for 119, the experiment was started at Riken 1 year ago, little bit less. First of all, they use around 2 microarm. The target destroyed. Very beautiful target from Berkelium. It's very expensive target, I must say. No another target now. Curium target. Sorry. It's the same. Curium 248.
Thank you for this warning. Adam.
Thank you for this. And this gave me idea for another question, maybe about the cyclotron itself. If we come to this very long runs, how much time you have to devote per year to the maintenance of the cyclotron? So what is the efficiency per year of the new cyclotron?
6,000 the experience of Flora laboratory, 6,000.
6,000 maybe.
Yeah. Hours per year of give time on target. More or less good.
We have a set of questions from Sigurd, which were transmitted in the report. I propose for the next time we will ask the answers to these questions, which are very detailed on the beam quality, energy, and many other things. I think it's now it's premature to talk about this, but once you have the results of the first tests, which were before this slide, then I think we will repeat this request and ask for the next presentation to see how the whole system performs and what are the results of the tests before this real experiment, not well before Ganesan, but Curiumpa. And other targets. Okay, thank you very much. So now we have the last topic of this session. Sergei Zemlyanoy will talk about the GALS project.
Good afternoon, dear colleagues. Just I would like to remind you that that the idea of the physical background and physical program was discussed already on the PAC committee. It was talked by Valery Zagrebaev and his idea to produce the new neutron-rich heavy elements using multinucleon transfer reaction was supported by Program Advising Committee, and the recommendation was to develop the project of the setup. The second talk was devoted to the project itself of the setup, and the recommendation was to start the build up this kind of setup at FLORFLAB as soon as possible. So now we in the stage of construction of this setup in our lab. So let me remind that what we would like to investigate and produce. We would like to produce a neutron-rich heavy nuclei around N equal 126. It's a black. It's an investigated spot here, and not synthesized. Not investigated this nuclei yet, and that they are very important from many point of view, from to approve this our process. It's the last waiting point in astrophysical problems. It's it's interesting point in the way to production of neutron-rich super heavy elements, and it's interesting to check the behavior of the magic number far from stability. Greiner and Zagrebaev mentioned that multinucleon transfer reaction, for example, xenon lead, can be used for production a few tenths of a new this neutron-rich nuclei in this region if cross-section not less than 1 microbar. Later on, Alexander Karpov makes some more precise calculation, and he showed that reaction xenon platinum is also promising for that kind of production of the new elements. So start to build up this setup, and the principle of this setup is based on the IGLIS, ion guide laser ionization and separation. It's cyclotron ion beam hits the syn target. The recoil stop in the buffer gas neutralized there. Then the, we ionize, resonantly ionize with the laser beams, transport with the ion guide to the acceleration region, and then to mass separation. Usually, the people starting working with this kind of system, it's EDSOL system, they use just surviving ions. But in this case, we have 99 neutrons. And we use this disadvantage as advantage. We obtain the additional separation by Z. You know that all element has own electronic structure. If you tune the laser in resonance with electronic transition, you can ionize the just certain element with certain Z. By mass separation, you can choose the certain certain element with certain mass, and then precisely measure their characteristics. So the scheme of setup you can see here. The cyclotron beam hit the target in the gas cell, put it in the front end chamber. The ion guide system transport the ions to the mass separation and to the detection region. It's a laser system which should consist of three tunable laser. Here is the dye lasers. Detection system should be some tape station with gamma and beta detectors. So our system will look like here. Here is the main hull of hull of cyclotron U400M. It's a chemical cabin, and we can put the cyclotron side of our setup here. It's the front end chamber. It's a mass separator. It's outpumping powerful and outpumping system. Cyclotron beam goes from this direction. And there's here is the detection region. Through the corridor, located the laser lab and control room. Here we prepare the ionizing laser beams and send them to through the distance, 10, 15 meters to the to the target area. So now we can concentrate on the laser side of the system as more advanced part of our setup. So you know that for resonant ionization could be used two types of the laser. It's liquid dye lasers, well known, and new lasers, it's solid state titan sapphire laser. Each laser has own advantage and disadvantage. Dye laser has a very broad tuning range and good pulse duration, while TISA lasers, as solid-state lasers, has stable characteristic and doesn't need to change dye solutions. And if you see then the tunability region, you can see that still this both laser system is complementary. And if you're using doubling and tripling of the fundamental mode, we can obtain, we can cover all this region of tunability, which need us to choose the most efficient ionization scheme. So the optimal laser system should consist of two channels. One of them based on dye lasers, and another one based on titan sapphire lasers. And each channel can be sent to the ionization region, or we can use some combination. We start with a dye laser channel, and then extend to TISA lasers. Here you can see the stage of construction of our laser lab. We start from the scratch. It was a machine workshop in this hall. It's after repairment. We put the laser tables And now, and here we put the some laminar boxes with laminar flow, flow downstairs and airflow and special cartons which prevent penetration of the dust inside the laser working region. Here you can see three dye lasers, two pumping lasers, and a seeding system which allow us seeding CV laser system, it's pumping and tunable laser and doubling system, which allow us to seed this powerful pulsing laser and tune it very precisely, in this way perform in-source laser spectroscopy and obtain additional information on the structure of the nuclei. So now you can see the laser which we have already obtained. It's a dye lasers, three dye lasers. Neodym YAH laser, it's a pumping, two pumping laser, and Matisse system, it's a CW laser for seeding. So it's a pumping laser, you can see it's up to 90 watts. It's very powerful lasers, and dye laser can give us up to 20 watts. And now we extend our system with on the Titan Sapphire laser. The last summer, it was some testing on the site of production of this TISA lasers in Photonics Industries. You can see this laser here, the pumping laser installed inside. It's a green, it's a pumping light. Here you can see a red one. It's a light generated by TISA crystals. And mainly you can see it because it's infrared light. And here in the Dublin crystal, you can see the blue light. It's a second harmonic. So it was carefully tested. You can see the very nice diffraction picture of the tunability of these lasers. The contents of all parameters was confirmed, and you obtain this the tunability region versus the power versus wavelength. It's a fundamental mode, the second harmonic, the third harmonic, and the fourth harmonic. And these dips will be covered with dye laser system. So now we have a system of the laser which cover all this diapason, and we can start to choose the optimal laser ionization scheme, which we would like to start and to do this already this year. That TISA laser already arrived in our lab and now in the stage of installation. And after we start the experiment on the finding of the optimal ionization scheme. Here you can see the different possibility, two or three step of ionization of osmium. We have to check everything and find the most efficient scheme of ionization. Then I concentrate on the part of setup which located in the cabin of cyclotron U200 for U400M. So it's a chemical cabin. Ion beam from cyclotron go here. It's a front end system, mass separator, extending chamber, focal plane, and this detection system. Detection system located behind the wall which already exists over there. The thickness of this wall is 0.5 meter. Some calculation of the configuration of the targets system and degrader and gas cell was performed. That is energy losses there, And using this this calculation was made some Fluca simulation of the background behind the vault, behind this shielding vault. It's half meter, this shielding vault. So you see the half meter and the flux neutron in the current of the beam 1 microamps. The background is too high, so it and if you put 1 meter 70 volt, it's significantly improve the speech. So before install the part of our setup in cyclotron area, we have to improve this shielding wall. So we now we're waiting for the stopping of the cyclotron U for 100M to reconstruction, which should be in the middle of this year. Meantime, we have already prepared the front end chamber. It looks like here. Here's it's a gas cell, iron guide system, extraction electrodes. Here you can see this this chamber in metal. It's already ready to installation. Here is it's the construction of our gas cell. It's a dual chamber gas cell. We separate the neutralization and stopping region and region of ionization, which allow us to improve the selectivity. Here you can see the detailization of this construction, and this gas cell already in metal. It's already also ready for testing. And then we would like to switch to a more sophisticated so-called horn-like gas cell, which more optimized for laminar flow of the gas, which increase the efficiency of extractions of ions. Also, was performed some Simeon simulation of the ion guide system. Here you can see this simplest sextuple linear ion guide system, and the time of transportation in real size of our front end chamber is about 3 milliseconds. It's rather high time, and there are dangers of losses of ions because collision of the walls of background and gas and so on. So it was calculated more sophisticated ion guide system consisting of three different parts. It's one, it is S shape, then it's a micro ion guide, and this linear ion guide. In this calculation was shown that the transportation time is 5 times less, so it's efficiency more. It's a disadvantage. It's a little bit more complicated, but nevertheless, we choose as a base of this design and order to production this kind of ion guide system. So also was performed a calculation of extraction efficiency comparing two different system. It's a system which was used in Lisol in Belgium, and the system which advised our specialist. The difference that here applied full 40 kilovolts on the extraction electrodes, while here they applied just 2,000 volts. So you can see efficiency and the shape of the beam is much better here. So we choose this design, and all is already made in metal, this extraction system, and in the lens as well. Some the mass separator also perform calculating of simulation of a mass separator. Here you can see the beams in the entrance of the mass separator and in focal plane. So you can see that mass 170, 169, 179. The mass resolution obtained 1040. Here you can see the hour characteristic of this separator, and this separator also already manufactured and ready to install to installation. Here you can see the vacuum chamber of separator. It's vacuum testing. So the gas purity is a key issue for efficient running of the system because we have to keep resonant ionized ions. So it was developed this purifying system which based on the Getter purifier company size. And it's already ordered on the Czech Silicon Valley company, so called. It's a company which produces a pure gas system for semiconductor productions. As concerned the detection system, the tape station and detection system was developed by our colleague at Itemba Labs. You can see the project. It's their PhD student. Here this target. This moving mechanism. It's gamma detectors and beta detectors here. Here it's in metal. Everything and the first experiment was already made this spring at Itemba Lab on the measurement of the shape of ytterbium 162. Here you can see some preliminary results in spectrums. So, concluding, we have front-end system. This all system already prepared for installation. Just we need to manufacture this ion guide system. Mass separator also prepared for installing. Gas purifying system, it's ordered. Pump station and vacuum system, it's already arrived to the institute. In detection system is under development with our colleagues. So it's a working plan in good condition. We will finish our laser lab this year and start experiments. And we start installing of the cyclotron located part of our installation and finished in appropriate condition in 2020 and starting experiment in 2021. It's some summary what it was made, which I told about. So the plan for the next year it's a start the finished offline setup modernization to start the experiment on laser ionization. Started installing of rest of the system and introduce a laser beam transportation channel with experimental area. In 2020, we will finish all this work. And in 2021, we believe to have the first real experiment. It's in this experiment, we expect to have one new isotope per measured per day. It's a people which are already involved in the project. You can see they're here. And thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Questions? Christian?
I would ask you a little bit of questions about the collaboration. You just mentioned names. What's the status, for example, with the South Africa collaboration? They have one PhD student, I guess, even two. What is the status with the Dupla people? How many people are involved, and how many students, how many postdocs, and how many PhD projects, and so on?
At the moment, one PhD student which deals with tape station, and expected another one which will join us with working with laser system when we start experiment on the laser spectroscopy, and Robert Bark as well.
And yeah, the question was not answered on the, I think, on the staff in Dubna.
Dubna staff.
Hmm? How many people are from Dubna?
How many young people?
You know, we have not too much people. We have like of human persons. My group is now. Four person except me. Four person. So it's all of them involved in this work.
Madam?
I have maybe delicate question, because the tape station was done by Itamba, and they have a really good experience in this. But when I was talking to Robert Barr recently, he said that the idea and the drawings were done by Bratislava groups from Slovakia.
Yeah,
are they involved?
You can see I was mentioned I was mentioned it here in Slovakia. So actually, they have a good tape station, but the tape it's very narrow, and Itamba developed this more broad tape, which more useful for us. And more useful for them. So that's the difference between two tape stations.
No other questions? It's probably too early, but I guess that you have the very good test case, which you would like to, very good, well-known reaction, which we would like to start with once the whole system is assembled. I think the physics was not probably discussed since 2011, but it's multi-nucleon transfer action, n equal 126. But for the commissioning, what would you like to start with?
For the commissioning, we would like to use some more simple reactions which the people from Leuven used, just to check if everything works. Just repeat one of their simple reactions, something like nickel or something like that. And then if everything works well and we obtain the same result, we switch to produce this heavy neutron-rich nuclei.
Yes, please.
Nevertheless, I'd like to remind that was at least 5 years ago, maybe a little more, was discussions on our program advisory committee, and the program advisory committee support this project. But my opinion, very slowly you go to real facility.
Yes, you're right, but...
What reason?
The reason it's lack of manpower. The reason that's also that the laboratory service very, very strongly involved in the super heavy factory constructing, and just design bureau is delay for us, and so on and so on. So that's in our case it also there are some sanction. We waiting for some lasers one and a half year. In the last contract, also we obtained this laser under September. But what we found, the cooling system of the lasers was lost somewhere on the way. It just yesterday, from the company, called me that they sent us that cooling system new.
I think it's important point. Although in 2011, essentially, you could work without any competitors. Now there are competitors in Japan with the KISS setup. There are many others trying to get the same result. So
yeah.
it's important really to go as fast as possible now. Hmm?
It's I think it's still possible because we have advantage in comparison with KISS. For example, I see that we have now a good. Good laser system. They use still very old system based on excimer lasers, so they just have possibility to choose the most efficient ionization scheme. Another point, they built our gas cell. Imagine that the products go to the at the grazing angle, just around 40 degrees. But as show Alexander Karpov, it's the angle distribution. It's very sensitive to the energy. If the energy slowly changed, the distribution also changed. And also calculation not so precise. So if you just concentrate on grazing angle, possibly you never can choose appropriate energy. And many other reasons also.
Okay, thank you very much for your presentation and all presentations which we had today. So as you can see in the program, we have in principle, we could have time for the discussion, but the discussion is over. I have, instead of discussion, a message to all committee members that you received a draft of the recommendations by email. Oh, it was not attached. Oh, so this is, I urgent. Yeah? I receive it as well. No. No, the corrections is, this is our duty. So that's what I wanted to ask you. Please be prepared for tomorrow, if possible even this evening. To correct and to know how to correct the text, and this is of course concerns the referee essentially, to go through this as fast as possible during the session tomorrow.
We need to receive it. I haven't received it on, by mail. We got the mail, but it wasn't attached.
So who received it? Oh, so what happened? So maybe I will ask if it's possible to send again, okay? The text.
Send again?
Yeah.
This is my fault because I already sent you corrections and didn't attach the file. I will send it now with the attachment.
Okay. Okay. So be prepared for this action tomorrow because we don't have so much time, in fact, to do that. And we want to be ready with the recommendations in the end of the last session. But tomorrow morning we'll start with the discussion at 9 o'clock in this room with the GNR Directorate. So be at 9. And thank you again for your work today. A long work.
I invite you to welcome back. Everything is ready.
Did you receive it? Did you receive it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a second mail, the first mail at noon.
It's on the first email.
The first email, I received that. But the second one with corrections, I didn't. Oh, so we should.
Don't worry about the second.
Okay, let's forget it. So. My email address.